You guys got the Friday designations. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Yeah, we've talked to you about quarterback play and turnover margin over the years.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to ask you about Gidget the Woolly Monkey.
Oh, yeah, that was a little bit interesting. That's a real story. I actually have pictures to prove that. Yeah, but anyways, they asked me about what my Christmas gift was. That year we'd gone down to my grandparents. They had a home down in Marathon Key in Florida. And so on the way back up from that, we happened to stop at a pet store. In those days, that was all legal, it was above board. I don't think they're selling too many of those things now. But, yeah, she was actually a great pet. And it was, you know, as I look back at it, very unusual, you know, for today's world.
How old were you?
I was probably about 11 or 12, yeah. We got her as a real small baby, and so she was very, very friendly.
Christmas gift?
Yeah. Well, we were down in Florida for Christmas, so it was.
How long did she?
I think she was around for about 3 years. My brother had a little mishap, tied her up, and she got wrapped up, and she actually got sunstroke. Believe it or not, you know, you'd think a monkey in tropical land would be fine, but it didn't work out so well.
Stay with the monkey.
Actually, it's probably the most interesting thing, but no, we can move on. Yeah, you can ask a football question, Larry. Appreciate you rescuing me. Yeah.
Adrian Amos is a guy playing well early in the season, gets hurt.
Yeah.
What's the key for a young player to pick up where he left off after he's out for a little while with an injury?
You know, I think it's always difficult. You know, I think there's nothing, you know, like playing the game, and whenever you can miss some time, it sometimes varies. You know, some guys need to practice to play well. You know, I think Adrian's a student of the game. He's pretty locked into our system, so he has some background, you know, in the system and everything. So, you know, we're hoping this week he can, you know, make that transition fairly easily.
For a rookie like Adam going through an injury like he has right now, how do you coach him up in terms of not maybe pushing it too fast to try to get back out on the field? Because I'm sure as a rookie, he wants to be out there.
Yeah, it's a fine line. There's different analogies we use as far as pushing it, you know, and yet, you know, not going over the edge. So it's, in particular for young players, just kind of how to learn how to deal with that pain. And I think Adam's done a good job. We've, you know, kept him on the practice field, you know, just kind of really taking it day to day. You know, and I know he feels way better this time this week than he did this time a week ago, even putting it week to week. So it's something that guys learn if they're not used to, and, you know, the further their career extends, the more they get used to it.
John, you played the 2008 Lions, who ended up finishing the season 0-16. You remember much about that game in Carolina?
Not really. You know, that's going back a little bit too far. Kind of vaguely. I know the last real game I remember was even before that. I think it was 2000 when I was with the Giants. They whipped us pretty good. And then I think we went on and won six straight. You know, like I can remember standing in that stadium after that game thinking, geez, you know, this could be a long rest of the season. And actually we turned it around, got home field advantage, and that was the year we went to the Super Bowl and with the Giants.
Other than watching the tape and showing themselves, how do you keep this team from putting – its mind on that winless opponent thing?
You know, it's very similar to a lot of different weeks, you know, been in, you know, big games. You know, we played a 13-0 team once, and, you know, we were probably 5-5 or something at that time. It's not, you know, making as big a deal listening to the noise on the outside. I mean, it truly is you don't look at the record, you look at the tape, and, you know, it's more about us and not about them. You know, as far as us, everybody doing their job and executing well. You know, so that's where you want the focus to be.
John, you know, Sunday is Christmas Eve. You know, neither team's got a great record.
Right.
If you do have a somewhat empty stadium, do you try to do things to create buzz for yourselves?
No, I think, you know, again, back to whether it's the record, you know, their record, our record, all that stuff really has no bearing. You know, I think, you know, people on the outside try to make it that way. But, you know, these guys are all professionals. They do this for a living. You know, I think we're winding down the 17 season. You know, their focus is more on, you know, finishing, performing well. You know, they're not going to get a chance to do this with this group of people. You know, that's just the nature of our game. I'm talking about their teammates. You know, so I think it is Christmas Eve. You know, most of these guys carry games with them, you know. What I mean, I think they'd feel a lot better, you know, on Christmas Day after a W than after the alternative. So I think those things are a little bit more motivational than, you know, crowds and records.
So with all that, we were talking about focus last week with penalties too.
Right.
Today, tomorrow, what are you looking for in these guys to give you some comfort that they are focused?
Even last week, you know, I think, you know, a lot gets made of penalties. I mean, truth be told, it was pretty even in the first half, and then it swings, you know, 8-2 in the second half. There's a lot that goes into penalties. Officials are part of it, you know, not just the football players.
But forgetting the penalties, yeah. In general, we're talking about focus. How do you try and identify where these guys are at? What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, I think we've been very focused all season. You know, when you look at the number of, you know, one-score games that we've been involved with, you know, I think our guys have been focused, played hard in, you know, every ball game. You know, so I don't look for it to be any different over this week and the next week.
We're sitting still now. What is the challenge of that depleted front up there of reshuffling again and trying to create some sort of familiarity and continuity there?
You know, I think, you know, again, it obviously, at this point in the season, you know, whether you look, you know, the other 31 teams in the league, everybody's dealing with it. It's something that you get accustomed to. You know, I use the term next man up. A lot of people use that. You know, you depend on those guys, whether it's in-game or, you know, week to week. So it's got a potential of having a different lineup, and, you know, it's going to come down to those guys executing. And we've done it all season in many positions. It'll be no different this Sunday.
The Falcons last year, I think, were the only team that had all five same offensive line starters every game. They went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
This year, the Rams are the only team.
Right.
And they obviously have taken a big jump. Is that just a random thing, do you think? Or do you look at that and say, is there anything they're doing that we're not? Or is it just, I mean, what do you make of that?
In many ways, you know, I think it's, you know, being fortunate. You know, I mean, the truth be told, you know, teams I've been involved in, you know, injuries are a part of either the failure or the success of the team. You know, I think that's true of every season. I know in the 28 years I've been in it.
John, when you competitiveness, you can't obviously measure that. But with Mitch, that drive you see, what are kind of some examples you've seen from him through time knowing that he has that edge that you kind of need at his position?
Well, you know, the formula E plus R equals O, events, you know, plus your response equals the outcome. And, you know, I think week to week, day to day, all of us, you know, deal with different things and things happen, you know, and then you're going to have to respond. And so I just liked his response. You know, I mean, again, it's hard to go through life or football season without making mistakes, but you try to eliminate making the same mistakes. And I've just been very impressed on, you know, how he's handled that. They eat about anything. Gidget happened to like grapes, you know, so, you know, I think without going through her whole diet, you know, it's, we're reaching pretty low here. It was my uncle's pet, Oscar the Ocelot. Yeah. She was like a pet, yeah. She went for walks.
I don't know what monkeys do.
Well, they
came up with Gidget. Who named her?
My mom. Yeah. Obviously, she was a female monkey. All right, guys.